The challenge in changing fares when it comes to public transportation is that increases tend to disproportionately affect minorities and the poor. In a 36-page document put out by Broward County Transit, the county breaks down who uses the various types of fares by race and income, how much fares were increased were in part driven by those numbers. Commissioner Kristen Jacobs says if they didn't increase the fares, routes would have been cut.
It's a tough call for us to sit up here and raise a rate, and it's tough to hear from those who are using the system who really need to have those dollars in their pocket and not have it go into the system. The truth is, the future shows declining service, which is ultimately going to hurt the riders much more than the changes to the fare status as it is now.
Jacobs hopes the county can figure out another way to steer money towards public transit in the future. But for now, the increases put Broward County fares closer to those of Miami-Dade and Palm Beach counties. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.